Good morning and welcome to episode 102 of Martin Uncut. Today it's May the 28th, 2021. Today's episode is How to Read a Book by Mortimer J. Adler. Today's episode will be about another book. It's almost a month ago I talked about Daniel Pink's Drive. So I thought it could be a good opportunity to jump in and talk about How to Read a book that I just completed actually yesterday. It's written by Mortimer J. Adler, and the edition I wrote, Charles Van Doren was co-editing, and I think they did this edit in 1960 or something, so it's not a new book, but it's quite a classic that I didn't know exist, and I found it just recently. And the title is then How to Read a Book, and I will of course link to the book to one bookshop in the show notes, and I have as usual no affiliation to this place, but if you decide to buy the book, please try to buy it from a smaller bookstore to help them along. As you may recall from my previous episodes, I try to read quite actively when I read, because that's the best way to get most out of the thing that you are reading. And during this process, I take notes in my notebook. I have a specific notebook for book notes. And these notes later on go into my Settle Custom and the literature notes there. But these notes are also a great source while doing a book review or a book summary like I'm doing now. Especially the bigger and more complex books that take a little bit to read. And this is a fairly big book. I think it's around 450 pages or something like that. The main content of the book is maybe 350, and it's quite small type, so it's a bit to read. And it took me roughly a month because there was a lot of other things that came in between as well, so I couldn't read it as focused as maybe I wanted. And for a long time, I have wanted to improve my reading skill, especially around the apprehension. I want to get out more of the books that I read and remember more, and also to improve the long-term use of the read. And in this quest, I have been looking around, of course, to find different strategies and courses and things to improve that. And among other things, I came by a course by Ryan Holiday. Ryan Holiday. He is the author of The Daily Stoic and those books. And he is a really avid reader. He reads a lot and he produces a lot. And I think that course seemed pretty interesting, but it was also fairly expensive. I think it was around $100 or something. And it was on my radar, but I didn't take the decision to take the course. But then I ran over this classic by Mortimer J. Adler and decided to read that instead. And if we look at the book, it is divided into four main sections. And the first section is an introduction to the art of reading. And it's done in multiple chapters. And here we learn about the four different types or levels of reading, where elementary reading is the first, the basic level. And then we have inspectional reading, analytical reading, and syntopical reading. And the author's main book with this, the author's main goal with this book is to help the reader to make books become better teachers, because they argue that a book is actually a teacher that is not present. And I can definitely agree to that. So how can these books help us, or the books that we reach, be better teachers for us? And to be better teacher, the books to be better teachers, we must master these different types of reading. And if we start by looking a little bit at the first type of reading, the elementary reading, that is what we learn in school. So that is simply the process of interpreting the characters on a page to meanings and thoughts. And it's quite already assumed that we already have this knowledge, and we manage or we master this level because we're already reading a book, so we should really be able to do this. But there are some advices in this section, for example, to how to become a better reader or a faster reader. And there is also a lot of discussion around active reading, difference between passive and active reading. And I think it's fairly obvious to anyone that active reading is what you should do if you're reading, why others spend the time to actually read a book. And the first part of the book is about the second level of reading, and that is inspectional reading. And this method or process is to quickly get an understanding of the book, to understand the structure and what the book is about. And after an inspectional read, you should be able to understand if this book is worth to read or worth your time, if this is something that you want to read analytically to get more out. And just to get a little bit of perspective here, let's say that I maybe spent 15, 20 hours to read how to read a book analytically, but the inspectional read maybe took 15 minutes, half an hour. So you can fairly quickly read a book inspectionally. And I've talked previous episodes about how I do my reading, and I have a layer of inspectional reading, maybe not as thorough as the book describes, but you look through the book essentially and get an understanding. And I really enjoyed to get more thoughts and help in that process. And the majority of the book is then actually discussing analytical reading. The second section of the book will give you the understanding you need to handle this. And this is where you read through the whole book actively, from start to end. And you read actively with a pen in your hand. Maybe not literally. I usually read a bit and then I take notes, and then I read a bit and take notes. The book proclaims that you should do this in the book, and you should mark different sections in the book and stuff like that. I don't do that, and I'm not going to do that either, because it feels just wrong to write in a book or destroy the book. I just can't do it. So I will continue the way I'm doing to write in my notebook and reference the pages instead. And I have this kind of stickers or bookmarks that I can add into the book if there is specific sections or pages that I want to mark out. So I do it, but I do it a little bit differently. And during this analytical reading, the whole intention is that you should make the book your own. You should understand the book. And during this process, you ask yourself a couple of different questions. And you need to find answers to these questions as a means of learning and analyzing the text. The third section, then, it describes how to read different types of texts. So an example of this can be, how do you read practical books? The how to read a book is a very practical book. Getting things done is another very practical book. But it's also talk about how do you read poems, because poems is very different to practical books, and you need to adjust the way you read. There is still the same elements, but you do it a little bit differently. Other types of books they talk about is, for example, historical books or mathematical books. And most of the book types out there, they are read analytically with the major components from the general rules. But you may need to ask them in a slightly different way to get the full understanding of the text. So you need to adjust the questions towards the type of book or type of text you read. But since you do an inspectional read before you go in and do the analytical read, you will have all the understanding you need to know how to actually read the book before you start. And the fourth and last section about the book is about syntopical reading. How you approach reading many or even a large number of books in the same domain or with the same related issue. My main takeaway from this book is that a lot of it is actually not news. There is a lot of good advice in here. I have done a lot of this already in the past. The questions are, of course, a little bit different. I didn't question the book in the way that the authors suggests. And I will try to incorporate that in my reading when I go forward and to read in the future. And my process of doing the inspectional read that I did before is pretty close to, as I said, to what they suggest in the book. So I'm going to continue to do that with just as maybe some small, slightly changes to that process. The majority of my changes is going to be during the analytical read. But one section that I really enjoyed was the discussion about syntopical reading, and that's the last section. And I have never had done a syntopical reading project before. Maybe I did when I was in the university and did my exam work. I read a lot of articles, but I didn't do it in this way. I kind of wrote and did things about it, but I should have read this book before. That would be really helpful there. But after that, I haven't really done any syntopical reading projects. But potentially I have one in front of me, or I have a project that I would like to embark on that would require me to learn a lot about a specific topic. And the high-level view of syntopical reading is essentially to do multiple inspectional reads to gain as much knowledge as possible and understand which of the books or sometimes which parts of the books that are actually interesting for you to read in this syntopical reading project. So you don't only do one inspectional read, you may be doing multiple because you have different agendas for the inspectional reads in the different iterations. So the first iteration, for example, you want to understand, is this something that is even matching the syntopical reading project that I have, or is it not? So we essentially take books out from the pile of interesting materials. And the second time you go in and do the inspectional read, you are looking into what sections or what part of the book is the sections that may be interesting going forward. So I think that was quite interesting to see. But during the whole book, but especially around the syntopical reading part, the author suggests that you should be objective and also objectively report and objectively criticize the book. I think that is really hard to do as a reader. And all of us that read books, we have previous knowledge and experience. We are biased, essentially, when we start to read something. And we use all of this prior experience and biases when we read. We do that without thinking. And I don't think that we actually can read without using this previous history and bias, because we would not be able to hang the knowledge or the discussions up onto something if we didn't use the previous experience. So therefore, I think the objectivity that he so strongly proclaims in this book is really hard to achieve. Of course, I think that if you are reading something, you should read with an open mind and you should accept all the assumptions that the book author does to be able to follow his agreement. Otherwise, you can't really see if he's being true or not. But I think that in the end, you can also be very objective. Is this something that fit me or fit my purposes? Because we may have different purposes why you read. I don't think a lot of people is just reading for the reading's sake. I think a lot of people is reading to learn something specific or to understand a problem or just simply to get enjoyment. And then I think the approach that they talk sometimes about the book reading here is maybe not what everyone is doing. But overall, this is a really good book. It provides a lot of knowledge and learning for how to become a better reader. Sometimes I find the book a bit talky. The content could probably have been communicated in a lot more condensed way. It is a very practical book, so it's based on the author's opinions on how to read a book. It's not really a truth or a proven way that this is the best way to do it. So the explanation or the long, of explanations why this is the case, the selling of his arguments could have been shorter. That's what I'm saying. And this is one of the books that you probably should read before you read too much of other books, especially if you're thinking about reading some complex and hard books. This is a really good book to have under your belt before. The knowledge and ideas in here will actually help you a lot to become a better reader. So, and that is actually what the author set out to do. So they really succeeded with the task that they took in hand. Also, if you read this book, I would also recommend you to actually look into Mortimer J. Adler and who he is, because he's one of these super academics. He's involved in a lot of different institutes for learning, and he has been also the chief editor for the Syntopicon. And essentially, the Syntopicon is an index book that points into thousands of other books. And so if you're looking for a specific topic, you can go to the Syntopicon and you can find links from this into the classics, essentially. So you don't have to read the whole classics. And he's kind of in there, and he talks about it in the books as well. So take a look at his history. He's a super academic. It's quite fun. The next book on my reading list is How to Take Smart Notes by Sønke Arens. And this and How to Read a Book, they're both practical books that will help you to sharpen your tools. And I really look forward to Arens' book here, since I do have a Zettelkasten system and I want to learn how to work better and smarter with this so I can get more out of it. And after this one, I will likely do a reread of a book called Gott om tid in Swedish. It's called Plenty of Time by Bodil Jönsson. She is a Swedish author, and she was a professor at the physics institution in the at university where I went. So she's pretty famous in Sweden, and I have read the book before, but I didn't take notes, or at least I can't find them anywhere. So I thought, let's just reread it, because I don't really remember the main points or main ideas she has. And it's a pretty short book, so it will be a quick read. So I don't mind it, actually. This was actually all I had for today. And actually for this week, it's Friday. It's weekend coming up. I wish you a fantastic weekend. Relax. Why not read a book or two? And if you want to find the books that I have talked about today, just take a look at the show notes and there will be links in there. Otherwise, enjoy the weekend and see you back here on Monday. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.